Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 161 on April the 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Freight Car America, AT&T, and United States Steel Company. And then we discuss three new trades on Cara Therapeutics, Freeport-McMoRan, and the S&P 500 ETF, the Spiders. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can send questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few short videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit the website for The Weekly Option and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets in the United States continue to push higher. I sound like a broken record, but we closed on new highs once again this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 647 points, closing at 33,800 points this week. The S&P 500 Index grew 108 points, finishing the week at 4,128 points, which is amazing. Now it's time to get into the topic of the week for this week. And the topic I wanted to discuss this week is mathematics. Now, don't get afraid, but someone asked me if they needed to be able to perform difficult math in their heads to trade options. When I was a floor trader at the Chicago Board Options Exchange, we used to take printed out sheets of theoretical option values to the floor every day. And they required us, like the companies, the trading, the whole situation required us to do lots of math in our heads all day. Now, it was typically like simple math, addition, subtraction, maybe a little bit of multiplication occasionally, but it was rare that we had to go beyond a few simple math tricks. The funny thing is that newer option traders don't even realize why vertical spreads and diagonal spreads are named that way. It completely, totally has to do with the way the theoretical prices for different strikes in different months were printed on the paper sheets, and that's when those strategies were named. Now, once handheld computers became more of the norm, it minimized the amount of math that was needed to be done in your head. And as an option trader nowadays, I think you should definitely understand how to calculate the spread values. You need to know how to do it. That typically is just a little bit of subtraction. There are computer programs that can help you, and they oftentimes eliminate the need for you to be able to price spreads in your head. As well, you can always build simple spreadsheets like in Excel to help you better understand option pricing. So, do you need to be a mathematician to trade options? Absolutely not. In fact, I try to remind myself that if I'm making it really complicated, chances are I made a wrong turn somewhere. I have a tendency to make things harder than they need to be sometimes. So, the goal is always to just keep it simple and you'll be fine. So, let's dive into the trades from last week. And this, of course, all the trades last week were April spreads, April trades. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at Freight Car America, symbol R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, I as in India, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.65 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 7.5 call at 60 cents. Which could give us a maximum return of 21.8% in 2 weeks. Well, Freight Car America stock fell 70 cents, closing the week at $5.95 per share. That call option that we sold also fell 45 cents, leaving us with a net loss of only 25 cents. Now, in typical situations, I would consider rolling the option strike lower. However, this option expires in 1 week. And I don't always like rolling the trade into the next month unless you really believe in the strength of the stock, because that's just going to roll your risk forward. Now, if you wanted to roll the risk forward, of course, you could sell that May 7.5 call at 50 cents, which would also bring you back into a place of immediate profit. You'd be up 25 cents on the week. It also buys you 6 more weeks prior to expiration to lock in a profit with this trade. Now, given that the strike is the same, all of our previous metrics for the trade will actually improve. So your overall return goes from being 21.8% to a much higher number. So it can make the trade better. I like to say that, you know, trading options gives you more options to consider, right? It's really just a matter of whether or not you want to extend the risk of this trade, meaning do you want to continue to own the stock for 6 more weeks? Now, I like to set myself up for a higher likelihood of profit, and I could extend the trade for a month, but if that's not an option for you, or if you expect this stock to continue to fall lower, then it's definitely worth taking the small loss rather than extending the trade and carrying the risk into the next month. Our next trade from last week is a credit spread on AT&T, symbol T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $30.47 per share. I looked at selling that April 30, 29.5 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now, AT&T shares lost 43 cents this week, finishing the week at $30.04 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is a little closer to being at the money now, and if you were to buy the spread back, you would lose 5 cents per spread. So spreads moved a little bit, but not too much. Now, the stock hasn't passed the break-even point yet, which means that this trade could still close with a profit. So I would manage the trade tightly over the next week, since this is expiration week, knowing that the break-even point on the spread is $29.82 per share, which is only, that's only 22 cents away. So you could sell an upside call spread as well. But again, at this point, you would increase the risk of a loss while also barely getting the trade into a slight profit for the week. I think you can sell those call spreads for like 6 cents, maybe 7 cents. It's just not worth adding the risk and creating a really tight bound to be able to make any profit on this trade. So overall, I would hold onto the trade and not make any adjustments at all. Just watch the stock again, because this is options expiration week coming up. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on United States Steel Company, symbol X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $25 per share. I looked at buying the April 24.5/25 call spread for 32 cents, which would give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Now, United States Steel, the shares actually lost $2.98 this week, ending the week at $22.02 on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we sold is now way out of the money. This was definitely a loss, leaving us with a loss of around 30 cents right now. Given that we paid 32 cents for the spread, that means that we've essentially lost our full amount. Now, the stock fell every day this week, but it still is within the range that I think it could climb higher, meaning that it really hasn't broken out of the upward trend line. So given that we have lost about 95% of our capital in the trade, there's no point in closing the trade. You have another week before this trade expires, and those 5 trading days could end up leading you to a profit. The stock could absolutely go higher, adding some of the value back in the spread, even if it doesn't go fully in the money. So I also wouldn't look to add onto the risk by selling a lower strike call spread, because that could put you in a situation where you lose money on the short call spread and you lose money on the one that you own already. So you would be altering the risk in such a way that you're just increasing the likelihood of losing money. So with 1 week left until expiration, I would just hold onto the trade and track the stock's movement this week, see if there's any additional adjustments you might decide to make. But overall, I think this trade has a possibility of finishing in the positive. Definitely do the math, do the numbers, see if you decide to make any adjustment, what it actually does to your overall risk and where your profit range is. So as an example, right, I could sell, let's say I decided to sell the 23-24 or 23-23 half call spread to take in some money. So now I've got the 23-23 half call spread and I've got the 24-25 call spread. If stock were to finish between 23.5 and 24.5, meaning $23.50 and $24.50, if it finished right there, I would lose money on both spreads, right? So it's almost the opposite of having the iron condor, because if you were to sell a lower call spread, then you actually want stock to finish lower. You want it to just remain low, ultimately, because if it blows through both of them, you're going to lose a significant chunk of money on the short call spread that you add, and you're also going to not make enough money back on the long call spread. So again, simple math, work it through in your head until it makes sense. I know sometimes listening to the show doesn't make any sense, but I promise you, if you start writing it out, or even if you like grab a spreadsheet, I've offered that trading spreadsheet a couple of times. Definitely still have it, and I'm happy to email it to some folks. The option payoff graph, it helps you visualize these spreads and is a tool that I wish I had created early on in my trading career, because I stayed in the land of theoretical understanding, and it would have been a lot better if I just could have looked at what was going on in all of my positions. So I use that. I do use that today in my own trading. So that's it for the wrap up of last week's trades. It's always frustrating when, you know, you make new highs in the market and the trades from last week were, you know, a covered call, which is buying stock and selling a call. So really you want stock to go up high. Our stock fell. Then we sold a put spread, expecting the overall market to go higher. The overall market went higher. But the stock that we sold the put spread in, went lower. And then, we bought a call spread, which benefits when the market goes higher. The market went higher, but the company that we bought the call spread in, just sort of fell. It, like the bottom fell out of it. So it's like, all right, well, that's the joy of trading sometimes. And when I say joy, that is facetious, but I can't hammer into you guys' heads enough the importance of risk management. Trading is not gambling. Trading is all about managing risk. And that's certainly true with options. It's true if you trade futures or crypto or whatever. Options are a fantastic way to be able to better understand and minimize the overall risk of your portfolio. So let's get into the trades for this upcoming week. And of course, this upcoming week is options expiration for all of the April monthly options. They'll be expiring a week from now on Friday, April the 16th. And on the show this week, all of our new trades are using the May 21st expiration, which is the monthly options for the month of May. So we'll start off as usual with the covered call, looking at Cara Therapeutics. Symbol C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. Stock ended the week at $29.19 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the May 30 call at $3.20, hoping for a maximum return of 13.74% in 6 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying Cara stock for $29.19 and selling the May 30 call at $3.20. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $30 per share. Our break-even price in this trade is $25.99. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $2,919, and you would collect $320 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread on Freeport MacMoran. Symbol F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, X as in X-Ray. The stock ended the week at $34.04 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 33-32 put spread at $0.38, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 33 put at $1.83 and concurrently buying the May 32 put for $1.45. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $33 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $32.62, and in real terms, you would receive $38 per spread that you sell and have $62 at risk. Our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at the Spiders, the S&P 500 ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, Y as in Yankee, the stock ended the week at $411.49, and I'm looking at buying the May 410-411 call spread, paying 68 cents for the spread, which could give me a maximum gain of 32 cents or a 47% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the May 410 call for $8.21 and concurrently selling the May 411 call at $7.53. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $411 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $410.68, and in real terms, you'll pay $68 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $32 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Hey, I've been creating a lot of content on YouTube, so if you haven't had a chance already, please head over to YouTube and subscribe to the Weekly Option channel. That way you'll be alerted when I add new videos. I do create a simple sort of audio video for the podcast each week, but more importantly, I've started creating a trading video so you can get a sense of why I'm looking at, from a technical analysis standpoint, the trades that I'm considering for this week's show, as well as I've added a few new trades. Now, one of those trades expired today, not the best, but the biggest winner was actually a S&P 500 debit spread that I bought. Ended up executing it for a great price, and that thing has run. I managed to pick it up just below $400 in the S&P price. So that thing will be expiring next week too. So that makes me happy. Love making money in option trading. Hate losing it, obviously. But I'm leaving those videos out there so you guys can get a sense of kind of what makes me decide to place a trade. And I'm going to be adding some more live content soon as well. I'm just trying to work through a couple of technical barriers. So you'll definitely want to follow me on YouTube as well. That's if you Google or when you're in YouTube, just search for the Weekly Option Podcast. This channel will pop up and you'll be able to click on the videos tab and you can see all the other videos that I've been creating on YouTube. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for following me here and on YouTube. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.